WGSC Accra Catskill of Hudson.
Very good.
Meow.
We recommend this station.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now. Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Amy Rigby of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The measure of intelligence, the ability to change. 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 The measure of intelligence, the ability to change.
Thank you. And will you all stigmatize your goddamn mind? We will stigmatize your mind until you have never... When you leave this club, you will definitely be stigmatized. Stigma for nothing?
Well, that's all we can do about it.
Then everybody better turn down.
Thank you.
開戦第3日にして早くも F14 艦隊主力は全滅するに至れ。
Thank you. partout. Si des grands pas.
You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. Huge thanks to those who donated or became a sustaining supporter of WGXC Radio during the pledge drive that we just had this past October. I'm so grateful for all the support that we received so we can continue this great radio. And I can keep playing music and I can keep rambling on the radio. And I hope you enjoy it. I'll be here until noon, so I hope you stick around. We had an open house here at Wave Farm in Accra during the pledge drive, as part of the pledge drive, and the artist Jen Cutler did a, it's not installation, what should I call it, like a project, like a sound project titled Majors, and I don't have the brain to like really summarize it, so I'm just gonna read the description of this project that says, Majors is an interactive, networked empathy sonification ecosystem. Users wear an electronic wristband, which provides audio cues and measures the participants' electrodermal activity. The data is transferred over Wi-Fi to a server, which processes the data and then generates a unique sound work. And I tried it. I was experimented in this project. So like the description says, there was like a little device that I stick my fingers in, and it's got like a sticky thing in it. And then Jen put the headphones on my ears, and I listen to the audio cues, and starts playing the sound, and somehow something about the experience of being experimented and not knowing exactly what you're getting into, something uneasy about it, you know. It's not like, you know, I wasn't thinking like I'm being, I don't know, having a negative experience, but just something about it, and not knowing, I guess the unknown part of it just made me feel somehow uneasy. And maybe so this is the sound that came out of me, you know, sticking fingers in this device. So supposedly this is like the sound of me, this is my signature sound, so to speak, I'm thinking. So this is kind of like, you know, this is the sound of me. This is what I sound like. And not the most cheerful sound, but not the most cheerful person either. So I guess it makes sense. sounds kind of dramatic in a quiet way, like a suspenseful. So maybe this is this is who I am. You don't know, you know, you think you know who you are. You have your idea of who you are. And then, you know, you're presented with a completely different picture of who you are. And maybe not completely different. This is actually not that far off from the idea of myself. But, you know, there's always interesting surprises that you find in other people's perspective and other devices presenting different perspective on who you are. I don't even really know what I'm talking about. But, you know, this is the kind of interesting stuff that comes out of this whole, not just the radio station, but the organization Wavefarm. There's, you know, unusual things happening. And it's all possible because of the supporters, because of you, listeners, helping us out, keep doing, you know, unusual stuff. You can always become our sustaining supporter if you are listening right now and, you know, thinking you missed it. Missed the opportunity. You didn't miss the opportunity to become a supporter. If you wish, you can always check out our website, wgxc.org/donate, and you get all the information. And you can be part of this community where things like this happen. I mean, how not fun the world would be without things like this. You know, we all want to live in an interesting world with curiosity and creativity and all that stuff. Anyhow, let me tell you what we heard in the first set. We just finished up the first set with Toshi Ichiyanagi, who passed away this past October. We heard a track titled Love Blinded Ballad from his 1969 album, Opera, Yoko Tadanori wo utau. Opera, from the works of Tadanori, Yoko Tadanori. Yoko was an artist, the Japanese artist from the 60s. And Larry Fisher and Smegma gave us introduction from Blorp Asset. Ahead of that, we heard a brand new release from the UK label Chocolate Monk titled Cup Queen by LDSN. The track was titled Joy. We heard a few classics in the early on this show today. Chrome gave us You've Been Duplicated from Half Machine Lip Moves, 1979 album, and Killing Joke, The Weight, was the song title from their self-titled album. Killing Joke originally came out in 1980. I played it off of a remastered version that came out in 2005. A Kingston-based artist band, Rider Horse, gave us Rotting Profits from a brand new album, Feed Them Salt, coming out from Ever Never record label. Really enjoyed this whole album. I hope to get to see them around here, not have to travel too far to see them. That's a local artist, and we would like to support local happenings and artists. Started today's show with Hypercult, Too Tard from Massive Occidental. That was the mispronounced, probably, album title, Massive Occidental. Feels like today's music selection kind of reflects the mood affected by the election season. I'm not eligible to vote. Unfortunately, I'm not the U.S. citizen yet. But if you are, I hope you take advantage of, you know, use your rights and go vote if you haven't done so yet. I mean, who am I to tell anybody to do anything? But immigrant asking citizens to vote is kind of a weird thing. But I really like that opening song by Hypercult, The Measure of Intelligence. is the ability to... It's very hard to say. The measure of intelligence is the ability to change. I think the ability to change also requires strength. It's kind of natural for us to be defensive about our opinions and feelings, but we have to be willing to be strong enough to get over that insecurity, because that defensiveness really always comes from, you know, insecurity. And so that we can get over it and we can listen to feedback from other people and change if it's necessary. I mean, that's like, you know, super basic stuff in life that we all should be learning in our childhood. But it's not easy even for adults. Like, I see it even in older people. I'm sure I do it myself too. So I respect those who all can listen and change. I admire their strengths and, you know, ultimately their confidence. So that's what I would like to encourage myself, and I encourage everybody. The measure of intelligence is that you are able to change. Anyhow, I should stop talking. I should start playing more music since I don't have infinite hours. I'll be here until noon. And I'm going to play some more music. I hope you stick around. Thanks for listening.
You said to me on the eve of the funeral.
You learn death through service. Watch lovingly.
But is this how we've always done it? I heard there is an art to preparing your relatives a meal. Wishful. Or good.
Thank you.
apologies for talking over this beautiful music, but I'm running out of time. So before I go, I would like to tell you what are we listening to right now. It is William St. Hugh, Massachusetts-based artist, and the track that we're listening to right now is titled Abomination from a brand new album, Mon Piton. Anja Lovdahl gave us Anja Lovdahl from Oslo, Norway. She gave us a track titled Zarxis Shore from an album titled From a Story Now Lost. Another brand new release from Small Town Supersound record label. Clarice Jensen gave us Love from Aesthesis from Fat Cat record label. Another brand new release. And Robert Hay, artist from the UK, gave us Waltz on Treated Wire from Human Remains. And the second set started with Lucy Liu and Eric Fry. The track was titled Part 1 and 2 from their brand new release titled Grace. And that was it for my show today. This has been Mirage Station and I've been Mayuko. I'm here on first and third Wednesdays, so I'll be back on November 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time after the noon local news, the Bedazzled Radio Hour, broadcasting live from the host Spike's Record Rack in Catskill on Main Street. So stay tuned here with us on Wavebombs WGXC Radio. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you next time.